Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. This is Pastor Al Davis, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. I hope you'll be able to stay with us here today. We've got a special program here today. I hope you were listening in the last half hour. I was a guest on with Pastor Lutz on For the Cause of Christ at 1 o'clock, and he's sitting over here, so I have to commend him for having an excellent program there. We'll talk
later.
The guest was outstanding. We'll talk later when he's not here. But excellent program. Really recommend it. And, of course, he's the one that coined the term the Baptist trifecta. He's on at 1 o'clock. We're on at 1:30. And then Pastor Andy Rusnacko, the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, is on at 2 o'clock. So I hope you'll stay tuned for him as well. But I was on with Pastor Lutz in the last half hour. We were talking about last Tuesday's disappointing results in the election, and just kind of commiserating a little bit together, talking about some things and some observations, and also looking to the implications, what it might hold in store for the coming battle to defeat the radical pro-death abortion amendment, abortion up until the moment of birth, literally, that's planned for the November ballot. And so we'll be talking about some of those things as well. But just a reminder to have you visit us at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can find out more about our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We're the pastor there. You can link to our webpage there. Got a number of articles there, and a number of other resources that are linked at livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs. I believe just looking at the site right now, we're all the way up through August the 6th. Sunday program, August the 6th, both the first hour and the second hour, which if you're not aware, we have a two-hour broadcast every Sunday night starting at 10 o'clock going until midnight right here on AM 1220 The Word. And we have them listed on our webpage as two separate hours. And there's reasons for that. And one of the things that's helpful is you can listen to 1 hour and then you can listen to the other one as a separate program almost at a later time. But invite you to check that out. And again, also check out our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Invite you to our Bible study tonight. If you're not doing anything this evening, we have a Bible study starts at 7 o'clock. And it's at the church house. I like how Pastor Lutz puts that, the church house, because, you know, we often say church, but what we really do mean is where the body of Christ meets. And, you know, the building is not the body of Christ.
That's right.
The building is where the body of Christ meets. And so as a consequence, you can find us there at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. I always tell people, if you're looking for a building with a with a steeple, you're not going to find us. We look for a door.
Right.
A door.
Go to the Chinese place. It's right next door.
Well, we're just down from the Chinese place, yes. We're sandwiched between the women's fitness and the spa. we're in a commercial strip, so you can find us there, as I said, 4174 Wheatley Road. It's right where 77 and 271 meet in that general area there in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland. Love to have you visit us. And then, of course, on Sunday, we're there every Sunday. Sunday morning, I'm currently preaching in the 11 o'clock service through the Gospel of John. And then on Sunday nights during our 6 o'clock service, I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs. And so if you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you come out and visit with us on Sunday. And again, if you're not doing anything tonight, our Bible study starts at 7 o'clock. It's an informal Bible study, which means that you can bring your own questions. about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, much like we do on the radio. And then we have refreshments, coffee, tea, water, whatever, and just different things that people bring in, different refreshments. And it's just an informal time where we can enjoy some conversation, some fellowship, and talking about the Word of God and trying to make sense of what's happening in the world around us. And that's kind of what we're trying to do on the radio here today, kind of talking about the Bible and making sense of the world around us. And Pastor Lutz, I went long-winded here, and just want to introduce you and tell us about your church real quick, too.
Well, we are the North Coast Baptist Church, and we are now almost 19 years old there in Lakewood, and the Lord's really been blessing lately. Numbers have been up, but more importantly, spiritual decisions are being made, and it's been real exciting there. We are, can I mention about our church service Saturday night? We actually have an extra church service this week. Normally it's Sunday morning at 11, Sunday night at 6. But we have a Saturday night 6 p.m. service this week. Pastor Dennis White from the Grace Baptist Church in North Ridgeville is going to be out with us, so we'd like to invite people out for that too. We're located at 2051 Quail Street in Lakewood, and you can always go to our website, northcoastbaptist.org, for any other information.
All right, appreciate that. Well, we're going to get into back into our conversation here, talking about issue one, what happened, and what can we learn from this. And also, we are a live program. Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question for us, we'll be talking about issue one. No Antarctic secret bases. that happened to us one time. We were trying to talk about the election, remember? Yeah. And somebody called in, wanted, all he wanted to talk about was secret bases under That's the right. ice in Antarctica. It had nothing to do with the election, nothing at all. He just wanted to hijack program. But our number is 888-677-9673, and we do have a phone call, so we've got Laura calling in. Laura, welcome to the program today.
I'm good. How are both of you?
I'm doing well. I'm thinking that Pastor Lutz is.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
You're listening. Anyway, I'm a long-time resident here in a very, very secular and crazy city. But anyway, you know, I've taught school. I've done all kinds of things. Anyway, I have a problem because I ran into a friend of mine, a longtime Christian friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we Bible studies together for years. Kids grew up together. You know, kids got married, all the stuff going on, the normal stuff that God allows in our life. And her and her husband were convinced to vote no on issue one. And so I told them, I said, no. I said, you're to vote yes. And, you know, I explained it to them, and I explained what was coming. And they said they got their information from the Ohio Roundtable.
Right, right. For the most part, I was going to say, for the most part, most of the conservative groups, most of the pro-life groups, most of the evangelical and conservative Christian groups were all supportive of issue one, yeah. But there were some outliers, and yeah. Unfortunately, Ohio Roundtable was one of them.
Yeah,
that's really sad, because I listened to them from the time my kids were really small, and
yes,
I believe it was Dave Zanotti, I believe.
Yes, yeah.
Positive, but break my heart.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, then, you know, I'm just going to let my friends know not to listen to it anymore. You know, I listen to you. Yeah. I listen to Pastor Lutz, and I listen to Sanders, Ernie Sanders. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would just throw out the American Roundtable completely. Yeah, okay. I think they were wrong on this issue. They have done some good work with other things.
Yeah.
But...
I
know there were some people who were concerned that if we raised the level of passing an amendment to the Ohio Constitution to 60%, it would be hard to get rid of bad portions of the Constitution. For instance, in the Ohio Constitution, I have a copy of it sitting next to me on page 120. It details gambling in Cleveland taking place in the first four floors, the mezzanine, the basement and sub-basement of the Higbee building.
Yeah.
Why is that in the Constitution? Beyond me. But in order to get rid of that, to change that, we need a constitutional convent or amendment.
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry.
That's really bizarre that it's in there.
Yeah. Well, see, some conservatives were concerned that if we passed issue one, we would never get rid of it. Of course, my thought was that I would need somebody who's a constitutional lawyer to weigh in on this.
Right.
If they change the name of the Higbee Building, does that mean that the casino has to close?
No, but they have to have a constitutional amendment, because I heard Brian Stewart talk about this at one of the Lakewood West Park conservative groups, and he said they actually had to do that because there was a change of a name or a location or something.
That was my question. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They literally had to change the constitution. Yeah, which inherently shows the problem with why they were trying to raise it, because you do foolish things like this, and you know, there's more coming, a whole lot more coming.
Yeah.
That's the exact reason why we needed to raise it.
And that's the problem that some people had. And then there were some other things. I talked with a gentleman who was very adamant that he was voting no, even though he thought it should be 60% or higher. He liked that part of it. But the one thing that he disliked was that it gave every county in Ohio an ability to weigh in on signatures on the petition to get something on the ballot. He thought it was unfair that one county could prevent an issue from being put on the ballot. And so there were some people who had views like that. I don't agree with them. And that's why I said, I don't know that I would just throw out the American, or I mean the Ohio Roundtable folks completely, but certainly I think they ill serve the state of Ohio on this issue. Yes.
Big time, big time. So, okay, well, that was my question, and thank you for your, answering my question, because I understand better, but I still believe it's, murder's murder.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right.
100%.
And
stuff that's going on.
Yeah. And you brought that up. Murder is murder. It's distressing how many Christians thought they needed to vote no, because voting no would prevent the abortion amendment, and voting yes would allow abortion. It's the confusion that the other side sowed purposely.
Satan
is the author of confusion.
Exactly. Right. And you can put a little confusion, a little dissension in the ranks and get people arguing against each other, and the more confused people are, as I pointed out in the last half hour, they know that if people are confused, they will typically vote no or not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't understand, right?
Exactly.
So I understand, and I didn't get to vote because I couldn't find my driver's license, and I know this is a radio. I don't want to sound like an idiot, but I mean, I even went to the license bureau. They had just closed, so I couldn't.
Oh, boy.
So could you imagine how I felt? But what's beautiful? My husband and his, he has a coworker, they voted voted yes, and they are in the smaller, they are in a smaller area where my husband works from, and so they covered me. What I mean? Because sometimes Tim's out of town and he can't vote.
Yeah.
So I told him how important this was.
And it was. I appreciate you doing that.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
All this stuff that's going on is breaking my heart.
Well, make sure you get your license ready for the fall.
That's right.
So.
I'm ready and loaded.
Yeah. And right now, the way that they have with the early voting, if somebody is concerned that they will not be able to vote in person, they should be making plans now to take care of that in advance this fall. This is going to be a major battle.
Yep.
Yes, I know. And I know the battle's the Lord's, but we need to get out there and
work. Yeah. That's right.
Well, and pray.
We're his workers, and we're here for such a time as this.
That's a very good point. We are here for such a time as this. So,
And I thank you for everything that you do and everything that Pastor Lux does.
Praise the Lord.
Well, thank you,
Lord. Makes all the difference in our city here and our world.
Well, thank you.
Common sense and common sense, conservatism, and faith in God.
Amen.
I can't breathe without the Lord.
Yeah.
So.
Amen.
Well, keep us in your prayer. Keep the November election in your prayers as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about my.
But I mean, I tried. The Lord knows I tried.
Mm-hmm.
Most important part.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for your call today. I appreciate you weighing in on this and sharing a little of your experience for our listeners today. I hope you call back again in the future. So,
Okay. God bless. Right.
Thank you. God bless. God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And of course, just like our caller said, Pastor Lutz, you know, there are people out there just confused. And some people thought they were supposed to vote no. And we had some good people.
Yeah.
People who we would have thought have been on our side, and for whatever reason, something about issue one became more important to them, that they vote no than that they vote yes. And, you know, I know of somebody who was saying they were going to vote no because even though they knew that there's threats being mounted against, for instance, our Second Amendment rights, they're willing to vote no because they want to be able to vote for recreational marijuana in the fall.
Yeah.
And recreational marijuana to them was more important than their Second Amendment rights. They were thinking, well, you know, they got the federal constitution. They can't take away our rights. You had to get with Mayor Bibb there and educate him. He also had to educate, you know, the National Rifle Association, Buckeye Firearms, Ohio Gun Owners, and the Sportsman's Alliance in Ohio, who all were saying vote yes to protect gun rights in Ohio. Apparently he knows something, you know, that they don't know. He knows some secret clause, I guess. But we had some misguided people, and that's part of the problem, don't you think, on why it lost on Tuesday? Miscommunication, misguided, misunderstanding?
I think that's part of it. I think you have, boy, it always sounds hard when you use the word ignorant, but it's a Bible word, and it's not meant to be caustic. It's just to be, it just means without knowledge.
Yeah, lack of knowledge.
But the ignorance of the electorate is really where the problem is. And so it becomes about self-will, right? What the people want.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, the Bible even talks about this as far as giving the people what they want. And that's not that that's what God wants, because our system of government was set up. We hear the word self-government, but it was really the government of God in the life of the individual would make sure that government would be limited, because God's government would trump any man's government anyway. So our founders believe, well, if we just stick with God, guess what? We won't have to have a big government. We won't have a big government. But was it John Adams or Benjamin Franklin, one or two, said, if you can keep it.
That was Franklin. I think it was Adams or Madison that made the comment something about that our form of government was only for a religious and a moral people.
Yeah, it was Adams. Yeah.
And we are drifting from that. We were talking, I think, about a year or so ago on the program here about the shocking lack of biblical worldview amongst pastors in this country. There was a survey that was done about a year ago, I think it was May of last year, where a nationwide survey of Americans' Christian pastors showed the majority of them lack a biblical worldview. In fact, that they said the majority, 62%, hold a hybrid worldview known as syncretism, which basically where you combine what the world says and what you feel and everything that makes sense to you. You become the arbitrator of the truth, not God and His Word, and then you reinterpret the Bible through your experience.
Yeah.
That's what's being taught in our churches, and you know that 62% of the pastors. And I think you had said something one time that amongst the youth pastors, it's even worse. Do you remember what that one was?
Yeah, it was 28%. It was 37. No, it's 41% of senior pastors
have a biblical worldview,
28% of associate or assistant pastors, 13% of teaching pastors. Here's why we keep having this, it's getting worse. Children's and youth pastors, 12%. And the executive pastor, that means the guy says he's a pastor, but he's being
like the
CEO.
Big mega church,
he's the CEO of the, you know, like some of our guys are trying
big
to do.
Mega
these
church
CEOs,
corporation.
Yeah, they're running businesses. Only 4% of those.
And you wonder why so many Christians were confused on issue one last week or earlier. Yeah,
this week. Yeah.
And it feels like last week. It was a long day. But when you think about that, think about this. So few pastors have a clear biblical worldview. And the people growing up in the churches, it reminds me of a passage in Jeremiah where it says in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And if it stopped there, that would be bad enough.
Yeah, right.
But God continues and says, and my people love to have it so, and what will you do in the end thereof? And that's where we're at today, isn't it? That was a problem against Israel back then. We're there today.
Well, and it shows you where the problem is, where the prophets and the priests are acquiescing to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I've had preachers, independent fundamental preachers, yeah, even in the last few months say, well, you can't preach like those old timers used to. But I would say to you that that's the very problem. You're acquiescing now to what the people want rather than what would Paul say? Paul told Timothy, he said, Timothy, listen, it's going to get to the place where people aren't going to endure what you're saying. They don't want to hear it. They're going to heap to themselves teachers.
Right.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to, you know, counsel them. Oh, I want you to start this. He said, you preach that word, you be instant seed. Because guess what, Timothy? You're going to stand before God one day for the message.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is, like Laura so aptly said, for such a time it is. Yeah, preachers, you're here now.
Yeah.
And you better start speaking up because this is exactly what's going on. If you're more concerned about keeping your attendance at your church rather than pleasing God, you're gone already.
Yeah.
And the people are now running. Churches were never, I know we say they're congregational churches and stuff like that, but the form of government in our churches is pastoral led under the authority mm-hmm. of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And that's what we believe in. Now, as people hear that, well, it's a dictator. It's not a dictator. By the way, I'm fine with Jesus being a dictator. He's
right.
A benevolent dictator, and yeah, he will be. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. No. Exactly. But we're not there
that's
yet.
Right.
And in the meanwhile, we are called to represent Christ
that's
to
right.
the world. And when God's pastors are not representing the Bible and representing God,
yeah,
if you're not preaching the Bible, you're not representing God.
What does it say in there? The priests live according to their means.
The prophets prophesy
right.
falsely. The priests bear rule by their means.
Means.
Meaning they're following what the prophets are saying, and they're applying that to justify what they're doing, and the people love to have it so because it allows them to do what they want.
That's right. That's right.
And
it goes upwards, too, because they're still bringing the offerings.
Mm-hmm.
They're still bringing
things. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey,
well,
look,
the
thanks a lot.
Offering's going. Look at our church.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We got the seats are filled, and
yeah,
we're building new facilities. And
you know, you just compromise on this issue.
You know, we're building up the church house, and it's a monument
yeah.
to how the Lord's working in our area. But, oh, we can't get into those messy issues and things like abortion and political things because, you know, we're just sojourners. We're just passing through.
Yeah.
You're just passing through. Why are you investing so much in your Taj Mahals?
But that's a great point there.
You
and
know,
that
but,
is so true.
I mean, but it's all geared to what people want.
Yeah.
And like you said, you aptly put about how Paul told Timothy to preach the word because we are, it's not coming. We're in the days
that's right.
where the people heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
That's right.
They love to have it so. And I know we're rapidly running out of time. We were talking about issue one here today and why did it fail and the implications. I think it failed partly. There's plenty of people in the secular conservative talk programs talking about the secular reasons why it failed.
Yeah.
I think the biggest reason spiritually that it failed is God's pastors dropped the ball.
You got it.
And
I agree.
As a result, there were people who loved to have it so. It gave them an excuse for not investigating, for not being involved. We need to repent and get back with God.
Yeah,
we need to be the voice for the voiceless in the fight that's coming up for this November.
Oh, yeah.
This should tell us that as Christians, we've got our work cut out for us. This nation is drifting away from God at a rapid rate. And the only people who are going to rescue it is God's people.
That's right.
So
that's right.
But again, thank you, Pastor Lutz, for
thanks
being
for
on with me.
I'm
glad that I was able to be on with you in the
yeah,
last half
you.
Hour. And I want to encourage people, don't give up. Jesus said we see these things begin to happen, the foreshadowing of the tribulation,
amen,
which we're seeing. Look up. Yeah. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Don't grow weary in well-doing. Keep in the battle. Stand and do all that you can.
Amen.
If you don't know Christ as your Savior, get saved today. That's
amen.
The most important thing. And then live for Him. Thanks for listening. God bless.
God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.